Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are starting the third parak of Maseches Erevin. Today we're going to be learning parak Gimel Mishnah Aleph and parak Gimel Mishnah Beis. By way of introduction to parak Gimel Mishnah Aleph, we need to first introduce the concept of Eruvei Tchum. And the halacha is, generally speaking, you're allowed to go 2,000 amos in any direction of the city or the town in which you live. However, there were some times where a person wanted to go an additional 2,000 amos beyond the place where he lives. So what would a person do? A person would create what is called an Eruv Tchumen, where basically you would decide, okay, so I want to go not only 2,000 amos to my north, but I want to go 4,000 amos in the north, certain direction away from the town in which I'm living. So they'd create an Eruv Tchumen, and that basically creates a residence. You're creating a residence, a place of residence 2,000 amos away, and that establishing that place of residence there allows you to go an additional 2,000 amos away. Now, how does a person create a place of residence? So what a person does is basically brings food and leaves food at that particular place. And by leaving food in that particular place, you give yourself an extension of an additional 2,000 amos to travel. That's the basic nuts and bolts of Eruvei Tchumen. Now, the other idea that we're going to mention in the beginning of our Mishnah is the idea of Shitufei Mava'os. Now, as we discussed earlier in the Masechta, a mavoi is an alleyway, and the halacha is that if several courtyards open up into a mavoi, into an alley, so the chachamim prohibited a person to carry in the mavoi unless the residents make a shitufei mavos, or what we refer to as a shituf. They combine, they join together also with some sort of a food, and that combination, that joining together with the food allows you to carry from the courtyards into the mavoi that you're all joining with. So our mission is going to begin by discussing what types of food may you, number one, make a shitufei mavos regarding, and number two, regarding Eruvei Tchumen as well. Says the Mishnah, Bakol ma'arvin u'mishtatvin, chutz min ha'mayim min ha'melech. You can make an Eruv or a shituf with anything, any type of food except for water and salt. So again, if you want to extend your distance 2,000 amos by establishing for yourself a place of residence 2,000 amos from your town, so you can go an additional 2,000 amos, you could use any sort of food for that, except for water or salt, because again, water or salt are not considered to be food for these purposes. Same is true if you want to combine a different courtyards together for the purpose of shitufei mavos, to allow you to carry from your courtyard into the mavu and back and forth. Then there as well, you could use any food to combine the different chatzeres, the different courtyards, but except for water or salt. Now that we discussed this one area of halacha when it came to water and salt, we're going to discuss two other areas of halacha when it comes to water and salt. It says the Mishnah v'akol nikach b'kesef meiser chutz min ha'mayim min ha'melach, that all kinds of food may be bought with money of meiser sheni. The halacha is, when it comes to meiser sheni, you have to either bring your food to Yerushalayim, but if you can't bring your food to Yerushalayim, you bring the money, you sell the food in wherever you are, and you bring the money to Yerushalayim. So what kind of food can you buy with that money in Yerushalayim? So the Mishnah says, any kind of food except for water and salt, because they don't meet the requirements set by the Torah for the purposes of Ma'aser Sheni, buying food in Yerushalayim. The second area of halacha says the Mishnah, Hanoder min ha'mazon mutter b'mayim u'v'melech, that if a person says that he's taking a neder to separate himself from any sort of food, then he's allowed to eat water and salt. The water and salt are not considered to be included in the food, because they don't really supply a person and provide a person with real nourishment, and therefore they're not included in food. So it's both a kula and a chumra. Here's a kula here, that if you separate yourself from food, you can still have water and salt, but it's a chumra in the sense that if a person wants to have ma'aser sheni in Yerushalayim, you would not be able to use water and salt for that purposes. Now that we discuss that an Erev must be made with food, the Mishnah is going to cite a machlokas regarding whether it can be made with food that is edible, but which the owner himself is not allowed to eat on a halachic level. Says the Mishnah, Ma'arvin la-nazir b'yayin. According to the Tanakhama, you can make an Erev Tchumen for a Nazir with wine, even though a Nazir can't eat wine. You can still, if a Nazir needs to establish his place of residence 2,000 amos from his town, he can use wine in order to do so. Uli Yisrael b'truma, and similarly for Yisrael, for a regular Jew, you could use truma, even though truma can only be eaten by a Kohen. Here the Tanakhama is telling us that you're allowed to establish the residence for Erev Tchumen with truma, even for a Yisrael who can't eat truma. However, says the Mishnah, Sumchus Omer b'chulin, that Sumchus disagrees and says no, that an Erev for Yisrael must be with chulin, with ordinary food, not with truma, because according to him, an Erev is only valid if its owner is actually allowed to eat it. And that's not how we paskin. We paskin like the opinion of the Tanakhama, namely that you can establish the residency of Erev Tchumen with any edible food, again besides for water and salt, even if the person himself isn't allowed halachically to eat that food. Now, in addition to the question of being fit to eat, the food of an Erev Tchumen must be in a place that the owner can actually access it. Now, the Mishnah is going to discuss whether a Kohen who is forbidden to become Tameh with a dead body may put an Erev Tchumen in a place that contains the potential for him to become Tameh. Says the Mishnah, V'la Kohen bebeis apras, and says the Mishnah that an Erev Tchumen may be placed for a Kohen in a Beis HaPras. A Beis HaPras is basically an area that we're suspicious that perhaps there are Tameh bones, human bones that were there, and we're therefore concerned that normally a Kohen's not really supposed to go through such an area, and we can't allow him to touch any bones and become Tameh. Says the Tanakhama that a Kohen can place his Erev Tchumen in such a place. It's generally referred to as a field in which a grave was plowed over. We suspect that the bones or the pieces of the bones are there, and therefore a Kohen may not, generally speaking, go there. Continuing in the Mishnah, Rabbi Huda Omer, Rabbi Huda says, Afilu bebeis hakvaros mipnei sheyachol elech lechutz v'lechol, that it may be placed even in a cemetery for a Kohen, because he is able to go and make some sort of a partition, between himself and the kvaros and the graves, and eat the Erev there. That at the end of the day, since it is possible for the Kohen to access the Erev, it is valid, it is not allowed. As the Bartunor points out, the first Tana disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda, and he maintains that no one, even a Yisrael, may put an Erev in a cemetery, because by using it to keep his food safe, he's basically getting hana'ah from the grave, which you're not allowed to do. You can't get hana'ah from the base of kvaros, and therefore, that's why the first Tana disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda. Continuing now with Perek Gimel Mishnah Beis. Now the Tanakhama of the previous Mishnah, Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph, taught us that for an Erev one may use food that he himself is not allowed to eat on a halachic level, but which is permitted to others. So based on this, we're going to list some examples of foods that are allowed to be eaten and be used for an Erev, and other foods that cannot be used. Says the Mishnah, Ma'arvin b'demai, you can make an Erev with demai, because it is allowed to be eaten by poor people. Demai, again, is the food that belonged to an Amara, so an unlearned person. We don't believe that he separated Meiser, and therefore, generally speaking, a regular person can't eat demai. But there are certain heterim, as we learned in Maseches Demai. Poor people, for example, can eat demai, and because, even if you can't eat it, but it can be eaten by others, therefore you can use it to establish your residency for the Erev Tchumen. Uve Meiser Rishon Shenitla Jumaso, or with Meiser Rishon, which again is the portion that is given to a Levi, Shenitla Trumaso, where the Levi separated as well for the Truma Gedola for the Kohen, so that certainly anyone can eat that. That could be used as the Eruv Tchumen. Uve Meiser Sheni Behekdei Sheniftu, or with Meiser Sheni, again, like we discussed, it's brought to Yerushalayim, or with holy food. In both cases, they have been redeemed. If they're redeemed, then certainly they can be eaten by anyone, because you're going to bring the money either to the Beis HaMikdash in the case of the Hekdesh, or to Yerushalayim in the case of the Meiser Sheni. Uve Kohanim Bechal Uve Tchumen, Kohanim, as well as Yisraelim, may make an Eruv with either Chala or Truma, because these foods are benefit for Kohanim. And again, the idea is any food that can be eaten or consumed by someone can be used for the Eruv Tchumin. You can't use treif food, as you know, you can't use food that's not kosher, you can't use food that can't be eaten by anyone, but as long as it can be eaten by someone, you can establish your residency with it for the purpose of Eruv Tchumin. Therefore, says the Mishnah of Aloba Tevel, however, you can make an Erev with Teva, with food, but you know for a fact that the Trumos and Maestros, the tithes, were not separated from it. Veloba Maestros Rishon Shadonidla Trumos, or with the Maestros Rishon was not, was separated, but the Truma Gedola wasn't separated. The piece for the Kohen from the Levi was not separated. Veloba Maestros Sheni, the Hekte Shalom Niftu, or with Maestros Sheni outside of Yerushalayim, or holy consecrated food that have not been redeemed. At the end of the day, Ma'is Sheni is prohibited out of Yerushalayim, and consecrated items are prohibited everywhere. And if they weren't redeemed, then they can't be eaten by anyone. And again, anything that is usher to be eaten by anyone cannot be used for Eruv Tchumen. Now, the Mishnah is going to conclude by discussing the question of a shliach. Normally, you have the ability to send a messenger to do things for you. There's a concept of shlucho, shel adam kemoso, that a person's messenger is just like them. And the question is, what kind of a messenger can you use for setting up your Eruv Tchumin from before Shabbos to allow you again to go the extra 2,000 amos on Shabbos itself? Says the Mishnah, shalech eruv bi'archeresh shota v'katan. If one sends his Eruv Tchumin to be set up in the hands of either a deaf mute or a show to someone who's particularly dumb, or a katan, or a minor, or a person who's a heretic, he's an apikoros, he doesn't believe in the concept of Erev, he doesn't believe in the oral law in the Torah, Sheba Alpeh, Eino Erev. In all of these cases, it's not going to be a valid Erev, because you have to place an Erev with the kavana, with the intention to make its location as his residence, to establish residency in that particular place. A deaf mute, or a shota, a deranged person, or a minor not capable intellectually of having such kavana, at least on a halachic level, and an apikores, a heretic, certainly cannot be trusted to have this appropriate kavana, and therefore they cannot be used as shlichim, as messengers, to separate, to demonstrate, and to establish residency as part of the Eruv Tchumen. However, says the Mishnah V'im, Amar la'acher l'kabla mimenu, hare ze'erev. However, if the owner told another person who is qualified, who is able to have the appropriate das, the appropriate intention to establish residency, then certainly he's allowed to do so, even if the food is from one of these people who would normally not be allowed. That if the owner told another qualified person to accept the food for this Erev from one of these people, then it would be a valid Erev, even if, again, they gave it to him and it wasn't given to him from the initial owner. Quick review. So the Mishnah taught us, number one, that you can make an Erev Tchumin or a Shutufim Avaos with all foods except for water and salt. We also said that any foods can be bought with the money of Maaser Sheni except for water and salt. We said that if a person vows to abstain himself, to separate himself from nourishing food, then he's still allowed to have water and salt again, because water and salt are not considered to be food for the purposes of Shutufim Avaos and Erev Tchumin, for the purpose of Maaser Sheni, or for the purpose of making a neder. Then the Mishnah taught us that I hadn't really had a machlokas whether or not you can make it with food that is edible, but which is usher on a halachic level. So we said that according to Tanz Kama, you can make a nezer, you can make an eruv for a nazir with wine, even though we can't eat it, for a yisrael with truma, even though he can't eat it. At the end of the day, wine and truma can both be eaten by people, and therefore it can be used, according to them, as the eruv. Sumchus disagree, but we bounce like the first opinion, namely that as long as it's halachically allowed to be eaten by anyone or by someone, it can be used as the eruv tchumen to allow you again to go the extra 2,000 amos. And the question was, what about a kohen in some sort of a cemetery? So we said that an eruv tchumen may be placed for a kohen in a beis hapras, this area, this cemetery that was plowed over. We're concerned that perhaps there are human bones there, because there are ways for him to get to it. Rabbi Huda says that it may even be placed in a cemetery, because again, there's a way to make a partition, you can go to there as well. As the Bartanura points out, the Tanakham disagrees with that, because you can't really get Hanah benefit from a beis hakvaros, from a cemetery, and that's why they hold that way. But Lamais, at the end of the day, you have to be able to get to the place where you're establishing residency from for the purpose of Erev Tchumen. Then Perek Gimel, Mishnah Beis, give a whole list of different items that you may or may not make an Erev with. Again, the general principle is that as long as someone can eat it halachically, you can make an Erev Tchumen with it. You can make an Erev Tchumen with Demai, with Maaser Rishon Shenet Lachumaso, with Maaser Sheni V'Hekdesh that were redeemed. Chalak can be made, Truma can be made, and so on. Again, even though if it's for Yisrael, or even if the Demai is for a person who's rich, at the end of the day, because someone can eat it, you can make the Erev Tchumen with it to go the extra 2,000 Amos. However, you can't make an Erev with Tevel, because no one can eat that. You can't make it with Ma'aser Sheni where you didn't take the Truma Gedola. You can't make it with Ma'aser Sheni or Hekdesh that weren't redeemed, because these things can't be eaten by anyone, and therefore you can't make the Erev Tchumen with them. And then the Mishnah concluded by discussing the concept of Shlichus, of a messenger for the purpose of Erev Tchumen. We said that if one sends the Erev Tchumen in the hands of someone who doesn't have his alav bar das, he doesn't have the ability to have kavana, to establish a place of residency, whether it's a deaf mute, a deranged person, a katan, or a young person, someone below bar bas mitzvah, or in the hands of someone who doesn't believe in the concept of Erev, he's an apikoris, the heretic, he doesn't believe in Torah Sheba Al Peh, the oral law. In all of these cases, it would not work, because we assume that such a person can't establish the residency for Erev Tchumen. However, if you would say that these people are simply going to be your messenger to bring it to someone else in that 2,000 Amos distant place, and then that person over there is going to establish, he's going to take it from one of these people who couldn't do it themselves, and that new person is going to establish the residency, that would be allowed for establishing Eruvei Tchumen. Have a great day.